Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? Welcome to episode 55 of the It's Obvious Gaming Podcast. I'm your host, Preston Pugh, and I'm joined by my two best friends, Garrett Drake.
Hello, Preston.
And Jacob Alka.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Just fine.
Good. Thank you. Gentlemen, how are we doing?
Great. We had a pretty amazing week of E3 this week, and so much was revealed, so much to kind of take in at once, and it's full of excitement and joy, and I just had a wonderful week, despite the fact that I was super busy at work following our E3 coverage. All I was thinking about the entire time was all the goodies, just trying to keep up with everything else that came out after the conferences, so it was awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
The week after, or the week of E3 is always bittersweet, because you see all these really sick games, and you just like look at your own collection, and you don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I did.
I know. Yeah. That's what's funny. It's like, I think that probably happens to most people. I'd be interested in hearing from all of our buddies from the community as well. Like, how do you feel after you watch E3? Do you feel like drained, but like excited? It's like you get your fill, but then at the same time, you feel drained because, like you just said, you look at your collection, you're like, I don't know. Unless you're like in the middle of something. For me, example, it kind of worked out. This is like rare for me. Usually it's the same thing. I'm like, I don't want to play any of these games. I've played them for so long already, but The Witcher, I had barely started, so this week, with the little time I did have to play games, I dabbled in The Witcher some, and then on the side, I was playing a lot of Persona 4 as well, so I was bouncing between those two. But other than that, obviously, there's nothing other than, I also have Far Harbor to play. I got Platinum, Ratchet, and Clank still, so I have plenty to do for the rest of the summer, in addition to Star Wars coming out, you said next week, right?
Yes.
Lego Star Wars?
Well, not, yeah, the week after this video goes
out. Right, cool. So, other than that, just I have plenty to chip away at until August when some of the new stuff comes out, but...
Can I ask how far you are in Witcher 3?
Yeah, I literally just did the mission that you did in the Let's Play that you and Preston did, where you lock Regis in the cage. That's the only place I'm at. But I got the wolf Grandmaster armor, and I decked it out. Everything's black except the chest piece, because naturally the armor's... I noticed the Grandmaster versus the original Wolven Mastercrafted. It's a much brighter red, and there's more metal studs on it and stuff. So... And the bright red looks cool, so my chest piece is all red and silver, and then everything else below, like legs and boots, are all black, and gauntlets are black, so it looks pretty cool.
Nice.
But, yeah, I'm loving the Witcher DLC for sure. I decked out my, what's that, Corvo something?
Yeah, your house. Yeah.
Decked it out fully, which is cool, and I have your little butler friend, and... What's something else I did? Oh, yeah, I did that glitch.
Domo.
Yeah. I did that glitch with
The beehive.
The dwarf guy and the beehive. Oh, so funny. Obviously, I'm a millionaire now. I might go back and do it some more, but that was like
so
ridiculous
money.
And funny. Like, I almost sent you guys a screenshot. There were so many dead bodies piled up that every time I'd meditate and come back awake, like, I would have to just look, and if, like, the pile, like, nudged a little bit, I knew that he had fallen dead again, because I couldn't even see him anymore. It's like he was just in a mountain of dead
bodies. Speaking of that glitch, it took me 30 minutes to delete all the crap in my inventory.
Oh, really? Jeez. Yeah, see, what I did is, like, every time I gathered it all after I killed him, like, 50 times, whatever, I delete it all and then do another huge wave and then delete it all.
See, I didn't do that. I collected all of it and then just went on my way. It literally took... I had so many freaking gray weapons and, like... saddles or something. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, this is the only thing about The Witcher 3 that's still very slow is navigating the menu sometimes
can be
slow.
That's why it took so long.
It's like you just have to go, it's like deletes, and then you have to go.
Like, then Geralt starts moving again, and you can delete something.
So that's still a little chuggy, but
that shows the Grandmaster armor ridiculously expensive.
Yeah,
way too expensive.
Yeah, for some reason, I like lost all my gold when I started up the game again, because I had a decent amount of gold, and it was all gone. Everything is so expensive in that game.
Like,
the Hearts of Stone, the Ruin guy that they added, to get up to like the Mastercraft ruins, you have to pay him like 10 grand, and then you have to pay him 15 grand.
It's like,
just
you gotta wonder, like, where do people
stuff.
That play this game for real get all of
that's
that
what
money?
I'm thinking.
It's like you can do a million Witcher contracts, you're getting like 200 gold for each one.
Yeah, exactly.
It doesn't make any sense.
You beat the entire DLC, and they're like, you're crowned like prince of something, and like blah blah blah, and they're like, here's 5,000 crowns.
Yeah,
I'm like, holy crap, that doesn't even buy like the boots.
Yeah.
So I don't know where people are getting this stuff from. I have no shame, and I glitched to get the gold, because I just I did all the work of finding all the crap, and I already had the Mastercraft stuff. I didn't want to wait until the very end of the DLC
to enjoy
to have the cool armor.
Right.
Like, I want to play with the cool armor.
Definitely.
So I have no shame in doing that whatsoever. So if they come back and fix the glitch and make the dwarf turn into some giant and stomp my head, and I don't even care.
Yeah. So, be hilarious.
I hope they do something like that.
Yeah,
but
that game is just astounding, though. Like, just the way it looks and everything. Because whenever I went to get the black dye formula, I like looked up where the black dye formula was, and when I went to that area, obviously you're like in the mountainous area of the Toussaint, I should say. But it's like fascinating just to turn around, especially when the sun set. I took like 50 screenshots. It's like I've taken so many screenshots in so many games that I like never go back and look at. I'll probably look at them like a year from now and be like, oh yeah. But it's like just amazing how good looking the game is. It's just gorgeous. But yeah, The Witcher's been a ton of fun, and Persona 4 I've been chipping away at too, so that's been fun as well.
Nice. Are you still enjoying that?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a great game. I need to get back into it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just, that'll be my Vita game to chip away at until the fifth one comes out next year, so.
Nice.
Looking forward to that as well.
Very cool. Jacob, what have you been playing this week?
I played mostly Ratchet & Clank this week.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yeah. I saw you playing as
getting
well.
Getting notifications of the trophies, or not notifications, but I was the feed of people getting trophies and stuff. I saw you getting a few.
I got a few. I still have a lot to go. I'm like halfway through my challenging playthrough. Trying to go through and get the trophies as I go through them on each level.
Yeah.
I got the first weapon I upgraded to level 10 was the razor gun.
Shoots
like the shurikens.
Yeah.
That's like my favorite weapon.
Yeah, that's
the
rhino. Cool one.
The rhino's really awesome.
Yes.
Except it costs a million to upgrade to the higher level. That's ridiculous.
That's pretty crazy.
I don't even know how I'm gonna get that many bullets.
Oh, you will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just once you get to challenge mode and your multiplier keeps going up.
Yeah, I got the
20
multiplier
trophy. Oh, you did? Yeah. Okay, cool.
How'd you get it?
The sand shark level.
Okay.
Yeah, did you quit out and...
No, I actually went into that level with already like times 10 multipliers.
Dang.
So I just completed it once and got it.
It's not a glitch at all. It's a grinding method to where you quit out and continue again. Yeah. And I did that, and that's how I got like an obscene amount of bolts. But I platinumed it this week.
Oh, nice.
It took me 2 days to platinum it. Very fun game to platinum.
It is very fun.
Nothing really crazy, just a lot of fun stuff. It took me about 2.5 playthroughs to upgrade everything, and it's like the game's the perfect length, and with the challenge mode adding, you know, like the bolt multipliers and like getting all the cars to get the Omega weapons and stuff, it like, I know you're playing the same game again, but the gameplay's so fun and it's enticing to keep leveling up your weapons and stuff that I did not mind at all playing through the game like twice. It still was like really fun.
Yeah.
So
I really like the extras where you can like change your uniform, you know, your head, your bolt like look.
Yeah.
It's really
cool. I kept wearing the chrome armor.
Me too.
I
like that one.
With the black.
I like the green quark one too, though.
Yeah. That was cool. But I mainly wanted to get into that because I was so psyched on Spider-Man. I was like, I got to play Insomniac's last game. Like, I mean, I was already having fun with it, but that made me really want to go back and play this game. So, I had a ton of fun. Definitely one of PlayStation's best exclusives on the PS4 for sure.
Absolutely.
So I got through that. Well, you play anything else?
I didn't play anything else besides, I played a couple matches of Overwatch, but I watched a couple movies this week that I hadn't seen prior.
Like on Netflix or something?
No, it was on DirecTV, like Showtime.
Okay, what'd you see?
I saw Ant-Man for the first time.
Oh, the first time? Wow, yes. What'd you think?
It was pretty good. Paul Rudd is a good actor. I enjoy watching him in movies.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw Mad Max.
Mad Max, yeah. You told me you were watching that. Did you like that one?
Very good.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
I wish I would have saw it last year when it came out, so we could have had a better discussion about it, but really good movie.
It's strange because, speaking of Mad Max, when that movie came out, it was almost like I heard way more people saying they thought it was stupid than saying it was good, but then you go online and it seems like the vast majority is like, oh, this movie's awesome, but then in real life when I talk to people, they're like, that movie was awful.
Yeah.
I understand why I won a couple awards at the Grammy. Oscars last year.
Yeah.
I was listening to talk radio one night, and a guy was talking about movies, and this caller obviously called in and was talking so much crap, and he was like agreeing with her, and I almost like flew off the road.
Mad Max?
Yeah, I was so offended. I was like, how can you think this movie sucks? And then one of our friends said it sucked.
Evan said it.
Yeah,
and that's why Zach never watched it, because Evan convinced him that it was awful.
I don't see how you thought that movie. I don't know. It's like, I guess you just didn't understand it, I guess. Because it's weird, but it's like, it's Mad Max. It's supposed to be weird.
The guitar player was awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
He almost survives the whole time until the end.
Yeah, just about. I was rooting for him the whole time. He wasn't really hurting anyone, just jamming. So I saw Finding Dory yesterday, and I went into it very skeptical because not that I don't trust Pixar, but there's a little road bump in my Pixar journey after I saw Good Dinosaur. And don't get me wrong, Good Dinosaur is one of the most beautiful, it probably is the most beautiful animated movie I've ever seen. But the story was just like nothing special. It was just kind of like by the books, one and done. It's like, okay, whatever, that was fine. So that didn't blow me away. And after that, I was like, man, I'm kind of nervous. Because I understand Pixar, they have like multiple crews working on movies all at the same time. So like while Good Dinosaur is in production, Finding Dory was too. It's like everyone at Pixar just kind of like, because this guy came to Casey's school, Savannah College of Art and Design, and explained how the whole Pixar thing works. So it's like, if you're, say, oh, I worked on The Incredibles. What came out after The Incredibles? Do you remember?
No clue.
It was like Cars or something?
Sure. Really long.
Let's just say it was Cars. So working on The Incredibles, oh, this new Cars project has come up. Say you finish The Incredibles, you'd have to like reapply. I mean, you're essentially employed by Pixar, but you'd have to like reapply to the next project to see if like you can get that job, or maybe you would go on to the one after that. It's like they're all kind of just like always reapplying for the next movie. So each crew is typically all mixed with different Pixar people. But some of them, for example, will have like, oh, this is like, you'll see a Pixar preview, like for Good Dinosaur, it's like from the same people that worked on Cars 2 or this and this. The reason why it doesn't say like all the Pixar movies every time is because it literally is people that have worked on different Pixar movies. So I can't remember. I think it was mostly the same crew that worked on Finding Dory that worked on the first one, which is amazing. It was like 10 years ago the first one came out. But so I always found that interesting. That's why like most Pixar movies thankfully are great, but there is every, like Cars 2 for example, Good Dinosaur, there are the ones that aren't as good as the other ones, so that makes sense. But I went into this skeptical because I was like, man, how do you make a sequel to Finding Nemo? Because I feel like that was like a one and done story in a good way. It's like they rescued Nemo, everyone lives happily ever after. Well, I'm not going to spoil it because actually it was like really cool how they tied it into the first one and like what happens in this one. It was much more creative than I like really underestimated Pixar. I feel bad about that because this reminded me, especially after Inside Out, and like Pixar is like phenomenal at what they do. They're like amazing storytellers. So the story they crafted was awesome. It wasn't like over the top, like, oh, it's a sequel, we got to make it bigger. It was like, it was almost smaller than the first one, but it was very enjoyable and the characters are fantastic. And it was cool too because my worry was like, man, are they just gonna like shoehorn in all the characters from the first one and just be like, remember this joke? And they didn't do that at all, which is good. So it was mainly the core cast of like, you know, Marlin, Nemo, Dory, and then like all the new characters around them, which was good. So it was awesome and I was pleasantly surprised at how good it was because I had underestimated it and I feel bad. I'm not gonna do that again. So, just reminded me that Incredibles 2 is coming in our future, and I'm so pumped about that, because Incredibles is my favorite Pixar movie.
Yes.
But yeah, Finding Dory, if you enjoy Pixar movies, and if you are a fan of Finding Nemo, please go see it. I highly recommend it. It was awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing that. I played Platinumed Ratchet & Clank.
Yeah.
Had a fantastic time, as I previously stated. I'd already finished Blood & Wine last week, so I don't think I'm going to go after all the trophies in that. I already have the platinum for The Witcher, so I think it's time to just
let it go.
I had a great time with it. I enjoyed my ending, and I don't want to I'd have to restart it and like kill that giant thing with the crossbow and stuff and just do trophies like that, and I just kind of want to let that game just
let it fade away. Yeah. Remember, art is never finished, only abandoned.
Yes, so I've abandoned that game. I will always remember the fun times of it, though, for sure. So I played that. Then I finally hopped into... I was debating on whether to hop back into Dishonored, the Definitive Edition, and platinum that, or go into Far Harbor. So I was like, let's go into Far Harbor, knowing that they had fixed it and stuff. Still, I know I'm getting super picky. Every now and then, I'll get a little bit of a hiccup, but it is way, way better than it was, and I can actually play it, and I'm having a lot of fun with it. All the side missions are great. The overall... I know we did a Let's Play, and we were kind of like... It was not the best Let's Play, because there was just a lot of dialogue, but being by myself and listening to it, the story is very interesting, and like what the fog's there for. The relationships between the people of Far Harbor and the children of Adam and this synth refugee like camp, pretty much. So there's a cool dynamic between all of those, and I can see the decisions towards the end are going to be pretty interesting, and who you side with and stuff. But yeah, the side missions are cool. I like ran up to this super mutant with this bear head on, and he was friendly and he talked like normal, and he had dogs for sale, and you can buy like a mutant hound from him to follow around. Yeah, so I bought one. Her name was it starts with a G, like Gilly or something, mm-hmm. like some like cute name for this mutant hound to like follow me around with. So that's pretty cool.
That is cool.
I went to this, there's a vault there in a hotel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
In a hotel.
And I'm not going to ruin the story for you, but it's really interesting who inhabits the hotel, and like every vault they experiment on people. And I went to the overseas terminal and read this entire log of like the experiments, and it's really interesting. And it's like some murder mystery, like side quest. So that was a really cool side quest.
That sounds cool.
So yeah, I've just been having a lot of fun with it. There is a, one quest I helped with the one of the synths at the refugee, where she was like, one was trying to come to them, and I like tracked him down and stuff, and a bunch of cannibals had him, but I like smooth taught my way for them to not attack me. And I was like, all right, where is he? And they're like, oh, we ate him, here's the head. And I just like walked away, and then I came back and killed everybody. Nice. So it was just fun having that, the freedom of just like going around killing people. I'm way more of a butt this time than I was in the main game. Like, since my persuasion is so high, or my charisma is so high, every time I finish a quest, I'm like asking for more money, and they like never deny it. So I'm just getting money after money after money.
Nice.
So, but yeah, I'm enjoying it a lot. I'm having a ton of fun. I forgot how fun that game was. Kind of like The Witcher was, is like diving back into it, and I'm like, holy crap, this is fun.
Yeah.
I'm getting the same exact feeling with Far Harbor. So
for sure.
I'm excited to dive deeper into that.
Contraptions is out this week.
Yeah. I did not even touch that.
I'm going to.
I'm not. Maybe I'll touch it for some trophies.
Yeah.
Like, it'll take me 10 seconds to get the trophies.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I'm not interested in all that stuff. There's areas that you can do stuff on Far Harbor with. Like, I got a farm, the Longfellow guy. You can do stuff to his house.
Okay.
And I there's a trophy for getting, like, three areas to be able to, like, renovate and stuff. So, I'm sure there will be more to find. I played a little bit of Mirror's Edge. I got annoyed with it. This one mission annoyed
me.
Yeah, so I I'll go back and I'll beat it and stuff, but I don't think I'm going to be able to platinum it, because there are these races, dude, that are just like ridiculous, that you have to get 3 stars in, and like I barely get 1 star. So I'm like, I have no clue how you're supposed to be that fast. Like, I bet there's like shortcuts for each specific race. So I might go back and like with a guide and do that, but I just wasn't feeling it. But I definitely want to beat that, and I want to finish Dishonored again after watching the Dishonored 2 gameplay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've had quite a bit of time to dedicate to games this week.
Yeah, that's awesome. So. It sounds like a great week off.
Yes.
You going back to North Carolina this week?
No, I'm going to Alpharetta.
Oh, really?
Georgia. Ooh, next week. Nice. Yes.
Where at in Alpharetta?
The headquarters of one of our dudes.
Clark?
And I will be just doing racks.
Oh, sounds awesome.
Yep.
For I would about do that
2 weeks, I will be training a gentleman that is new to us.
Who is it?
Luke.
Oh, that Luke.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I actually will be leading a job.
Nice.
Yeah. I got the call last week from our superior saying that he would like for me to actually lead an entire job.
Where is it going to be at?
I'm not sure, but I'm very nervous.
Sounds great.
Hopefully I can do well.
Nice.
But yeah, that's all I played this week, and I have until like Wednesday. I go back to work Wednesday next week, so I'll have a few more days to play some stuff. I would like to play some Overwatch with you guys, and we are making a PlayStation community group, and I would love for our viewers to join that, so we can play some PlayStation together, especially Overwatch, Doom, pretty much any multiplayer game. We would love to play with you guys.
Definitely.
So
I think by the time this episode comes out, I will have figured that out, and I'll link that. Is there a way you can even link that, or you just kind of have to tell people about it?
I have no clue.
I'll tell people, and I'll put our like PSN names in the description. If you guys want to join our community, it'd be awesome, because we obviously we talk to most of you on YouTube. It'd be cool to actually play games together versus just just always talking about
it. We're going to start up our Division raid group again, and we're going to go hard, man.
String beans are coming back.
Now, you said right now we're just going to, because apparently you have to pick a game for it to be like revolved around. I think we're just going to pick Overwatch. It doesn't mean we're going to exclusively play Overwatch. That's it. But Overwatch is really fun, and we've played with Edgar, our buddy Edgar, before. We'd love to play with more of you. Let's like build a full team and actually take on some bad guys.
Yeah.
So
a lot of games are coming out that I'm sure that will get together. I'm sure once Destiny starts up again.
Totally.
I'm not sure if I'll get back into it, but Jacob for sure is.
I will. I think I'm going
you
to.
You think so? Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll do it if you guys are doing it.
So
I'll definitely be playing.
Yeah. Keep anything multiplayer that we can all play together would be really cool. So
absolutely.
We'll keep you guys updated on that. Actually, just look in the description. If something's there, it means I figured it out. So yeah.
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 So E3 happened.
It did.
It was great. One of the best E3s I've remembered, for sure.
So much better than I thought it was going to be.
Oh, yeah.
I was worried. Now, not that I didn't ever think it was going to be bad, but I was worried that like every conference is going to be totally focused on hardware, and they completely went the opposite route, which is awesome.
Exactly. Of course, just a little recap of course, we have all our videos. Do we have an E3 2016 playlist?
We do, yeah.
Okay, check it out. We have a recap of every single conference. We have a pre-show. Not that you would even want to watch that now. It might be fun to watch that.
Well, the pre-show actually was all about most of the games in that were not at the conferences. Okay. So technically, the pre-show is like other things.
Okay,
so
cool.
We didn't talk about Watch Dogs, but
yeah. Other than Watch Dogs, it's pretty much different stuff.
Yeah, well, check it out if you'd like to hear like our super in-depth thoughts on every single press conference. But basically, a summary of all that is EA was not good.
Mm-hmm.
Showed a few things that were interesting, specifically Titanfall. And Mass Effect and Battlefield 1. We already seen that.
Mm-hmm.
They played the trailer again at Microsoft's conference. Microsoft, definitely one of the best Microsoft conferences I've ever seen.
Oh, easily.
For sure.
It was very good.
Ubisoft.
It was just average Ubisoft. It's too long.
Yeah,
that was the only thing.
PlayStation was absolutely incredible. Just exclusives.
Easily our favorite.
Yeah, easily our favorites for sure. Easily a lot of people's favorites from what I've seen online. That is definitely the majority of people think that Sony stole the show.
Right.
But even with EA and Ubisoft like conferences kind of lacking, Microsoft and Sony definitely made up for it and definitely made it one of the most memorable E3s we've ever had.
Absolutely.
So what would you guys like to get into first?
Obviously, our topic of the show is going to be our game of the show for E3 2016, which we'll get to. I'm trying to think of other things.
We'll start with awkward moments.
Okay. The only couple ones I can think of, I think maybe at Bethesda there is like weird pauses at a couple parts where
those pauses have to stop.
Yeah,
like no, just keep talking.
Even if people clap, don't wait for the clap. Yeah. Just keep talking. Because like
when someone doesn't clap, that's when it's awkward.
Yeah, because someone will be like, "And we have 3.5 million players every week," and they're like, "Think everyone's gonna clap?"
Yeah.
And they're
like, "During like
you'll hear them go."
Was that the ZeniMax guy
for Elder Scrolls?
Yeah. Every conference, pretty much.
Yeah.
The only one that really didn't was, I know we're obviously, you know, I mean, yeah, completely disregard my last sentence. The only one that I really didn't notice them doing that was at Sony's.
Yeah.
Because nobody really even came out and talked that
much. It was just kept playing stuff.
And so. Hideo Kojima, like, obviously he's going to get an applause, so he's going to stand there, and him outrunning his stage.
He can levitate.
He just fell,
fell into the darkness.
Yeah, it's hilarious. But,
the darkness.
Yeah. Ubisoft was pretty cringy with their dance number at the beginning, which was fine.
That was
Ubisoft is always a little bit cringy.
Yeah.
Like, I can tell Aisha Tyler, I bet in person she's, like, totally cool to be around, but I feel like sometimes they push it just a little too much at Ubisoft to where it just isn't funny. Like, her jokes at the beginning, like, the first few were good, but if she just left it at that, I'd be like, oh, yeah, she's great. But then, like, she just keeps going the entire time for 2 hours of Miss Tyler. She's great. She's a talented host and everything, and I'm sure she's very funny with her comedy and stuff, but it was a little overkill, as usual.
And
but,
especially sitting down with all the...
Oh, gosh, yeah.
The Star Trek thing.
Yeah, that was... That was, without a doubt, the most boring, pointless part.
Did we need to talk to that guy?
No.
Also, when they brought out that FIFA EA coach, he's not like a coach for
EA.
He's an actual coach. But
That was probably my most awkward moment, I think. That was the part where I literally... When I was watching E3, I muted my computer several times because it was like so awkward that I just couldn't even, I didn't want to listen to it. Like when he's just kind of standing there with his hand in his pocket, just kind of looking around, and he's like, "Does your son play FIFA?" And he's like, "Yes, he does." And you're like, oh, he's like, yes, I pay for it all. And he's like, oh, I bet your bank account doesn't struggle or something because of that. And he just like smiles and everyone's like, woo. I was like, I have to mute this. I can't. I just waited till he walked off the stage. I was like, thank the Lord that's over with. But yeah, stuff like that's just, it's so unnecessary. Just like, mm-hmm. That's why Sony, that's the thing, Microsoft is great too, but that's why Sony is the best, because not only were they just like just throwing everything out one after the other, but whenever they played demos, they weren't like, we're going to do a demo now, and like people come out on stage, it literally just starts playing, and they have like the little shot that's like, here, yeah, you can see that someone's playing this. I wish every conference could do that. That'd be great.
People need to learn that having a longer conference does not even close to mean it's better.
Yeah.
Like Ubisoft's conference could have been like 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just like, show us the games. If you have anything interesting to tell us about the games, like a release date or any gameplay mechanics, anything cool, that's fine. But we don't need all the fluff that comes around it. Nobody likes that,
right?
But they keep doing it. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, is like, nobody has ever in the history of these conferences been praised for any of that stuff. So why do they keep doing that?
I think it's because like EA and Ubisoft must still be in the mindset. They're like, oh, no one is like easily entertained at a conference. Like, we have to try to entertain them. I think Ubisoft like thinks in their mind, like, we have to be entertaining. Whereas when you think about it, the whole point of the conference is to show off all these games. That's obviously the entertaining part. That's what everyone wants to see. Yeah. So just focus on that, and people are naturally entertained.
As entertaining
by that.
As Aisha Taylor is, or is it Tyler Taylor?
I think it's Tyler.
Okay. Nobody comes for her.
Right.
Nobody's there for her. Mm-hmm. If she can say a few funny things along the way, that's just adding to the enjoyment. But right. People are there to see the games. They're mm-hmm. journalists. They're there to write about the games.
Yep.
They're not there to BS around and just watch the Star Trek
interview
like yeah. it's yeah, hopefully the people will look at Microsoft and look at Sony and look at their pacing, and they're two different, you know, types of conferences. Sony was just like games. Microsoft still had people come out and talk and stuff, but it was still paced very well,
right?
So hopefully EA and, you know, Ubisoft can look at these two and be like, okay, let's definitely improve next year. Oh yeah, and Bethesda as well. Bethesda's pacing was, I completely forgot about Bethesda. Theirs yeah. was theirs was definitely
funny.
Good as
like,
well,
like they showed a lot of good stuff, and I also keep forgetting about Bethesda. Yeah. I don't yeah. know why. I guess because it wasn't as big of a thing as it was last year, obviously. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Bethesda I thought was just fine.
Yeah, they're fine. I like Dishonored 2 was cool. The Skyrim reveal was really cool.
It was cool.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's another one's coming out this year. I forgot.
I'm excited
ridiculous.
For that. Playing Fallout definitely got me pumped to play that. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely excited for that. Definitely. I would love to dive back into that world.
You know what I'm not going to do wrong this time? Like an idiot, I'll never forget this. You know how you get Shadowmoor when you join the Dark Brotherhood in Skyrim? Yeah. So obviously Shadowmoor is the coolest horse in the game. I loved that horse. Loved riding him around. I was like, oh, this is great. And just randomly, I saw like a white horse in the mountain one time. I was like, oh, look at that cool horse. It's like, I kind of just want to ride him for a second because he reminded me of like Gandalf the White's horse. So I like run over to this horse and hop on it. I turn around and Shadowmoor is nowhere to be found. I was like, Shadowmoor? Like, where'd you go? And I just like started going around the mountain and I couldn't find him anywhere. I was like, maybe if I just like fast travel somewhere, he'll be there. Fast travel, he's nowhere to be found. I'm like, holy crap, did I lose Shadowmoor? And I think it was some kind of glitch. I never found him. He was just gone. I hopped on that white horse, turned around, that black horse was gone, man. I went back to his lagoon where he spawns out of in front of the Dark Brotherhood. Not there. I thought he might just be taking a dip or something. He was gone. So I will not let that happen again.
Yeah.
Especially the remastered Shadowmoor.
He got
sure
jealous.
He's beautiful.
He got jealous of you and left.
He did.
Yeah.
And it'd be one thing if I went to like a brown horse, but I went to a white horse. It's the complete opposite of his shade.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry, Shadowmoor, if you're still out there, I apologize.
So is there anything like cool to this horse, or is it just a black
horse? He's a solid black horse with like red eyes. Ooh. It's pretty cool.
Did you not get him?
No.
Oh, wow. You really didn't play the game.
I really
then.
Didn't know.
Wow. There's so much in that game that's just awesome.
It's ridiculous.
Even to this day, so I still sometimes think about how cool Skyrim is. So
that game is super awesome. All right. So, not as cringy as the other press conferences. This is nowhere as cringy as the Mr. Caffeine conference or Konami's conference back in the day with the Silent Hill dude.
Uh-huh.
So, definitely not the best in terms of that.
Right.
But, what else would you like to discuss?
Silent Hill, dude.
Is there anything that was really cringy to you that we haven't already said?
No, the big one was the EA thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't ever think of anything else.
it was whatever. But yeah, thankfully it was an E3 that mostly was not cringeworthy. So it works for me. It's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So do you want to get into like, not, I know that the entire topic is our absolute, like our main thing. Do you want to discuss our other honorable mentions or something.
Let's talk about we can talk about honorable mentions, and we can talk about just like some of the things that surprised us that we had no clue were either going to be there, or we didn't even anticipate at all.
Okay.
So
yeah.
Obviously, I don't think any of us anticipated. I mean, I know there were rumors, but like Quake was one that I wasn't expecting. I knew everyone was kind of thinking like, oh, Prey, but Quake kind of surprised me.
Yeah.
Because I was more anticipating Prey, at least at Bethesda. What's something else that really surprised me?
I think Resident Evil surprised me.
That one surprised me too, for sure.
Because I was definitely expecting it to be there somewhat, because, you know, they've definitely been hinting towards there being... I think they even made a statement about putting out a new Resident Evil or something like that. But for it to be a first-person, like, truly horror game, you know, we were just playing Resident Evil 6 like a couple months ago, and just for it to be like that game is, and then them to show this demo and it say 7, like... So I never expected that, and I'm super excited to, after playing the demo and stuff, I'm really excited to play it in VR. I heard a few people say that it wasn't scary, so when I went into the demo, I was like, oh, well, I'll just play it, but it legitimately scared me a few times, and I felt very uneasy walking around, so I guess people are braver than me.
I'm going to play it myself and do what you told me about the Fuse thing, because when I watched Jacob play, obviously I wasn't listening to it. When I was editing it, I could say, like, oh, I could see why, like, with headphones on, this could be pretty creepy, and the mannequin thing kind of freaked me out, but reflecting on that, I think we've all said this, like, PT is definitely still scarier. Regardless, you know what I would really like for this game to do? I don't know, they haven't really talked about it much at all, but it would be cool if, because I played through about the first hour and a half of the very original Resident Evil Remastered on PlayStation 4, and the only reason I stopped was the same thing. The only reason I never finish any game is because something else comes out that I have been waiting for. Whenever I stop playing a game, it's something that I was using to kill time, usually. So I played through like an hour and a half of that game, and what I liked is how you're kind of having to like figure out where it doesn't really tell you what to do. It's like, go around this haunted mansion and find what you need to go to the next area or blah, 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 and progress. I think it'd be cool if this game was like a first person horrific reimagining of that first one, where it's like, for example, it's like, oh, you have to find the fuse or find the key. Like, I think it'd be cool if you kind of like have to figure out where you're going and what you're doing, and kind of figure out like little mini puzzles and stuff.
Well, it kind of does that, because you literally wake up and it says, get out.
Yeah, that's what I mean. That's why I'm like, based on this demo, I'm hoping that's the direction they go with the whole game. It's like, obviously there'll be more scary stuff, but you have to find this thing to do this, or sorry, Jacob, did not mean to do that. But I think that was cool. So it kind of reminded me of when I played a little bit through the first one.
I wonder like if there will be any combat.
Sorry, I thought this was mine. I was like, how'd this get over here?
Because even in all of Resident Evil, there's combat.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's going to be completely absent from this game. And the thing is that zombies are not scary to me in the slightest.
Mm.
But, you know, Resident Evil being a zombie game, like, it, knowing that there were zombies there made it kind of less scary, but it was still scary because it had a supernatural thing with like the mannequins and just all the noises you heard and stuff. It, even the shot it showed when the demo ended, that dude's face, that's definitely one of the more scarier zombie things I've ever seen. So I'm definitely interested to see how that game turns out, how it does, you know, playing an entire game like that in VR, you know, if there's combat, blah, 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 blah. So I'm definitely intrigued about the game. I thought
the woman looked scarier than the guy did.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yes.
Now, definitely. Is she a zombie, or is she just like really effed up or something?
That's what I don't know. Yes.
Because I don't think she was a zombie. She almost seemed like more of a monster type situation. Like,
well, I mean, there's different viruses in the Resident Evil universe that turn people into like weird things. Yeah. So, yeah, there's probably, it's not traditionally, I mean, there are zombies in Resident Evil, but there's always different types
of weird stuff. Are there like boss battles in Resident Evil?
Yeah.
Because I remember playing, I was at a friend's house like many years ago, and he was playing Resident Evil. I don't know which one it was, but it was like all this gross like alien zombie stuff. I don't know which one it was, but
in Resident Evil 6, we fought a giant
like lion dinosaur thing.
And then turned into a T-Rex.
Yeah.
And then it turned into a giant moth.
Yeah.
And we had to stick like poles in it for lightning to hit.
That was the longest boss battle I've ever played.
What year did that come out?
Resident Evil 6, originally?
A while ago.
It was like a few years ago, wasn't it? That might be the
one. Okay.
I don't know.
Well, it's funny because you mentioned that boss battle.
There was a dock in this game.
A what?
A dock.
Like a
bay of water with a dock on it.
Resident Evil 4 has a dock.
I don't know. This isn't going anywhere. I'm just trying to remember a time where I watched someone play Resident Evil.
It's funny you mentioned that boss battle, because that's the whole time, that's that the end of Leon's campaign in Resident Evil 6 is what's been going through my head, just how over-the-top ridiculous it is. And then playing this is so drastically different in a good way.
And it's in the same universe, too, which is just crazy.
That's what I'm wondering, if you'll see like Leon or anyone in this one.
I don't know.
Or it'll be like its own standalone thing. That'd be cool.
I'm surprised they didn't just redo it. Just like, all right, we are way too in over our heads. Right. Like, we have got to just start over. But that was really cool. Anything else surprise you guys? Days Gone. I know
surprised.
We're gonna still stick on the. Sony Bin's game was gonna be there, but I definitely did not know it was gonna be like this. I heard some interesting things. I know a lot of people were down on it just being like a typical zombie game and stuff, but
doesn't look typical to me.
Yeah, I mean, with the hordes and stuff, I guess you could kind of see.
You've
it
read
from,
about these zombies.
Yeah, right? they're
like people.
Dead. Yeah,
they're not
they
dead.
They need to eat. And
yeah,
stuff.
They're like they're called freakers, and they're not zombies. I know this almost one could argue this is a cop. It's like, oh, they're not zombies, but they'll eat and kill you. It's like technically that's a zombie, but the definition of zombie is like someone who's dead that's risen again.
Yeah,
that's technically a zombie. But they said these people are just mutated into these things, and they have to sleep and eat, like you said, and drink, and they hibernate during the day, and they come out at night. So you know what they remind me more of than zombies? It's the vampire creatures from I Am Legend. That's what they remind me of, because there's like hordes of them and like in that movie, and
they
only come out
down
at night.
Easy.
Yes.
Which was really cool.
Like, I think that
just,
is cool.
Just because there's so many of them that, like, when you're shooting them, they're just all falling all over each other. And
imagine
stuff.
How cool it would be to have, like, a horde of them chase after you on, like, your motorcycle through, like, the mountains
of
Oregon.
I'm sure that'll happen.
That sounds cool.
Because I heard that they had to keep the motorcycle gameplay in mind when designing this open world and stuff. So I'm excited for it. I think it looks really cool. Like I said, I don't really indulge myself in a ton of zombie-themed games and stuff. So I'm not tired of the zombie stuff at all. Like, I still think I recently went back and played Dying Light, and I thought it was great. I had a ton of fun with that game. I played Left 4 Dead when it came out. That was about it. I never played any of the Dead Rising games and stuff, so like I said, I don't watch Walking Dead either, so I'm not burnt out on the zombie thing at all. Last of Us is one of my favorite, probably one of my favorite game of all time, actually. So I don't really see if the game's good. I don't care what it's about or if it's overused, because people were saying the exact same thing when The Last of Us came out, like, zombies, why zombies again and stuff. Then look what happened with that game. Like, so I'm not concerned about it being like that at all. As long as it's a great game, I don't care what it's about. So
I think it looks excellent. And I'm very intrigued by the story tie. He said he was like, you know, he was in the motorcycle club before the apocalypse, and this is like 2 years into the apocalypse, supposedly. Or that's what they've said. And it's cool that, like, apparently his whole gang is just trying to maintain that motorcycle club through the apocalypse and just try to keep everything as normal as possible. So that's cool. Like, not everything is, like, totally destroyed. Like, Fallout, for example, everything's just, like, massacred. This is, like, still basically the same looking world because you're only 2 years into it, which is cool. So I'm intrigued by the story in the motorcycle club. You have your motorcycle and you have all your gang buddies and everything. And they also mention, you know, they'll run into rival gangs and other people and stuff
that's
trying
really
to survive.
Cool.
Things that stuck out to me, obviously we've already talked about it, the hordes of the freakers is really awesome, and how they drop. And I think it's cool too that when he's shooting them, they don't have like a crazy animation like, oh, I got shot, I gotta fall over. I like how they're literally just like dropping dead. It looks cool. And how you're scavenging, like he goes into the truck and gets like a little canister out of it to like turn it into a silencer. There's like a lot of stuff in the game like that where you're having to, like Last of Us, you can craft little things like, oh, I need to craft a silencer for my gun to get through this certain area and stuff.
I did read that there are skill trees.
Okay,
that
cool.
If somebody said something like, oh, look how many bullets he has, or he's just like reloading and reloading. One of the Ben guys said, like, yeah, you can know that there are skill trees and stuff, and that has to do with like a skill that's upgraded, like with ammo or something like that. So there are trees and there are upgradable things and stuff that, you know, deal into the gameplay and stuff.
Totally.
And obviously we don't want to watch a gameplay of him like not shooting stuff, and you know, they have to make the game look cool. So
they also said you can play the entire game stealthy if you want to.
Cool. I also read that there's a ticker of how many dudes are in the horde you're currently fighting.
Oh, really?
At one of the top of the screen. So you know how many people you're messing with and
stuff.
That's
cool.
So yeah, I thought that was a big surprise. I did not I know that the game that it was rumored was Dead Don't Ride, so I guess I kind of could have gotten from that. That'd be about some zombies, I guess. Yeah. But yeah,
that makes sense that they changed the title, though, because I heard in an interview by them the reason why they changed it, because dead don't ride doesn't make sense. Whereas, I mean, you could take it two ways, like dead as in like dead people, but yeah. If it was dead would ride, that just screams zombies. It's like, yeah. Oh, the zombies aren't gonna ride, you know. Mm-hmm. I think dead don't ride is a really cool title for a zombie game, but I think Days Gone is a great replacement of that. I think Days Gone sounds cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, obviously another huge surprise, God of War. And not that we didn't think that they weren't going to show a God of War, but what God of War is now completely took us by surprise.
Yeah, we knew it was going to be kind of Norse mythology, but just to, like you were saying, just the dynamics between Kratos and his son, like, which is unlike God of War, like, completely. Just the camera angle and stuff. Like, I love God of War, and I've always enjoyed, I've played all of them except the PSP games. And I've always had a great time with them, but I really like how they're progressing. It's like the story's progressing, but they're also progressing with like the gameplay and stuff. So it's not just a standard God of War game where the camera's up high and you're just running around. And I know that might be a disappointment to some people, but I still think it's going to have the same good gameplay. Just I heard in an interview that I said that they were really just taking everything great from the previous ones, and they were really getting rid of the complaints and stuff. Like Kratos as a character, they're completely trying to fix that and stuff. So I guess I was never really super into the God of War games in terms of like the combat and stuff, like learning all the massive combos and stuff. So I'm not like a giant fan like that. But who knows what feedback they got from like the hardcore fans in improving the gameplay. But I'm just excited to see that it's different. So I always like seeing a franchise that tries something new, but it still looks the same and awesome.
Totally.
So who knows what I just said? I noticed you looking at your phone.
No, I was getting a call from someone that I'm probably going to have to answer. Yeah,
he was
call
getting
back.
Bored.
Yeah. Unfortunately. No, but God of War
does
look awesome.
My brain just went on autopilot. So yeah, God of War looks cool, man.
Yeah, but no, I'm totally open to it. I think it looks awesome. So that was just to surprise me, the fact how different it looked. Because I was convinced when they started that demo with a different camera angle, I was like, oh, when he gets into combat, it'll be like the old one.
Yeah.
But not at all. So
I'm interested to see if like, I'm sure he's going to be fighting gods at some point. So it's going to be interesting to see how that sort of story ties into this realistic setting that they were in.
Now, you guys did hear that this is the same timeline and that he's literally just moved to this area and just trying to like start his life over and stuff, because he obviously can't die, so he's just trying to embrace that this is who he is and this is his life, but he's moved on to this area and he's just kind of taken on.
I think they'll explain how he got to Scandinavia and stuff. So something has to piss him off though to kill the gods.
Yeah.
So
maybe we'll just be like, you're not welcome here. Loki's gonna come out.
I figure either his wife is gonna get killed, or I thought initially his son would be killed.
No,
but I heard that he's gonna be a gameplay mechanic. Like there's an entire button dedicated to him, and he's gonna help you fight and stuff. So either they're just saying that to trick you, or I don't think they're gonna kill him off if they're gonna like make him an important part of gameplay. So I don't know.
We'll see. I'm excited about it for sure.
I am too.
Hopefully
next year.
Yeah. Hopefully. I've heard a lot of people say that even from the demo, it almost looks like that's ready to go in the near future.
Yeah, well, our Days Gone. I read in an interview, somebody asked him, like, is this 2017? And he was like,
yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. Yeah, so.
Which is disappointing, because if I had to say out of the two big surprises, Days Gone and God of War, I'm excited about God of War, but Days Gone, I think I'm, as of right now, like, I kind of want to play that more. But
see, I definitely want to play God of War more, for sure. Because I just really, I'm super, I mean, Days Gone looks cool, but I'm really more invested in the God of War games, having played them all and stuff. So, any more surprises? I guess was Spider-Man a surprise?
Not for me, because really. I was so convinced that it was going to be there. So, okay. Now, I will say I'm surprised that it was Insomniac.
Yeah, okay. I guess that was a surprise. And I was just looking at the Twitter feed from Insomniac before we started, and somebody asked them, release date, please. And he was like, that's going to come, in due time, we'll tell you guys. Then somebody asked Insomniac when they started working on the game, and they started working on it last year. They've been about a year or more into development for this
2018.
Game. So I say late 2017.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. I would say probably fall of next
year.
Because
they're using the same engine as Ratchet and Sunset Overdrive. Okay. So the engine's already there, so they just kind of got to make the game. So I would say late 2017, latest
Let's
early
guess.
2018.
I'm going to guess between September and November of next year.
August.
I'm guessing March 2018.
August would make sense because the movie, mm-hmm. but they may even separate themselves more from that. Kind of like how Mad Max came out like months after the movie did. Mm-hmm. Since this is technically its standalone thing, they might not be like, this has to be out with the movie.
Yeah. When's the movie come out?
It comes out in June or July of next summer.
I think August.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I that's what I hope for that.
Yeah.
But I guess we'll see. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely. I can't really think of any more like big surprises.
This
like,
isn't really a big surprise, but were you guys surprised by the Infinite Warfare gameplay?
Call of Duty? No. Not really. I think
it's
it just
like
looks
exactly
really cool.
How I imagined it.
For some reason, I just expected it to be bad.
You did?
I don't know. Like, yeah. Ever since Ghosts, like that gameplay was not very good, and I just kind of assumed that they would do something like that again. Mm-hmm. So
I always assume that Call of Duty is going to have good gameplay just because the gameplay is already there. You just have to craft a world around that gameplay and just make it fun. Like, this whole space thing is cool. I'm surprised. It'll be interesting to see how those two compete with Titanfall, or how Titanfall and it compete, because they both have a grappling hook. They're both kind of sci-fi-ish. Obviously, Call of Duty didn't have Titans, but I was really surprised. I wasn't surprised. I won't say that. I was just going to say I'm glad that it looks very cool. Like, the space combat looks awesome, and it's so funny that everyone's like, Battlefront should have space combat, and Call of Duty does it first, and it actually looks really awesome. So I'm excited to play that for sure. I always get excited about Call of Duty.
Yeah. I'm Ghost, probably more excited.
I stand by
for...
Ghost campaign was really good.
Yes.
So it was, I wasn't surprised that it looked cool.
There's been a lot of campaigns for Call of Duty that I haven't played because I've watched people play through most of them. Modern Warfare 3 I never played. I watched Zach play the entire thing, so I never played it. One could say I've like, I know what the story and campaign is because I've seen every second of it. I just haven't physically played it. I didn't play Ghost because Preston and I shared a room at the time, and I watched you play through most of it. I think I bounced in between both your rooms and watched you play a majority of the game.
You guys didn't get it initially because it was the new console generation. You were holding off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think I got it for 360. Oh, I played Zach's copy.
Yeah.
I rushed through the story mode on like easy in one day.
I'll never forget when Zach tried playing that game.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had like hyped everyone up for the game because I was so excited for it. And
yeah.
I convinced Zach to get it.
Uh huh.
In like his third match. What did
he
do?
He got killed with the bullpup shotgun, harpoon gun thing.
Mm-hmm. The harpoon gun shotgun.
Yeah. I'll never forget
the whale
what he said
harpoon.
Either. Yeah, it was the shotgun, like you said, the bullpup, whatever. You like take the pole out and stick the pole back in. Well, he's running around and he saw a guy, and I'll vouch for him. This guy's 25 feet away from him, shoots one, Zach just hits the ground. He's like, what the heck? Goes to the kill cam, and he sees the guy shoot him with this shotgun forever away and like take the pole out, stick it back in. And Zach goes, is that a fucking whale harpoon? And he's like, F this. And he like shut it off. And that was the last time he played it. Never saw him play it again. So that was hilarious.
He went and got Modern Warfare 2 for like $3 and started playing that again.
Yeah, Zach likes to stick to the old school shooters, which I can respect totally. Me and him have been playing phone tag this whole past week because he got Master Chief Collection finally on Xbox One again. He's like, let's play some Halo 3. I'm like, that sounds amazing to me. I love Halo 3. But we'll see if that happens. But funny thing he did at the apartment is when he and Mason had been playing a lot of FIFA, and then Logan had come to our apartment one night. Logan's another good buddy for those of you that don't know. Anyway, Logan had come over and they're like, hey, let's play 2-on-2 FIFA. We're like, all right. And Logan's actually like really good at FIFA. I'm like fine. I'm like very average. So we play and beat them 7 times in a row. And on the 7th match, Zach took the Rock Band guitar and smashed it in half in our apartment. I'll never forget that. It was hilarious. So good times.
He gets angry.
Yeah, good times.
Yeah, we've all had those moments for sure. We actually have a podcast from way, way, way back in the day. If you're at all interested in rage stories and video games, like the moments where we've gotten the angriest in video games, just go to our It's Obvious podcast playlist and just search for, I think it's called like our biggest rage moments in gaming or something. Yeah. That is without a doubt the hardest I've ever laughed on this podcast.
Remember
it's a
that
shame.
Comment we got?
Oh yeah, it's like you guys are spoiled and like breaking your parents' stuff and like a bunch of. He used a lot of insensitive words towards us, but I remember commenting because at the time I was like, no one's commenting on our videos. I'm like, say anything. I don't even care if you call us losers and idiots. I was like, just say something. And he left that mean comment. I was like, LOL, yes or something. So
hey, that still applies. I want as many comments as possible.
Yeah, I agree. Even if you hate us, tell us. It's cool, but I still stand by what I say. If you have not commented and you're a new listener, whether it's your first time today or you've just recently joined us, at least say hello. I'd love to say hello to you. So Anything else that surprised you guys? I'm kind of leaving out.
No, I don't think anything
surprised me.
A lot of things were leaked.
You know, there's some bad surprises for me, actually. I was surprised that we only got another studio diary from Mass Effect. That surprised me. I think we were all under the assumption that we're going to see like at least a gameplay trailer and everything
this year. Or no, it already got delayed. Yeah. But just a lot of this is the game. Mm-hmm. Here's the gameplay. Here are the systems.
Bad surprise for me. I was so bummed about that.
Yeah.
So I didn't expect to see much from Star Wars. We saw actually exactly what I thought. I
wanted to see at least something from Star Wars, mm-hmm. some gameplay.
Man, it is
from
coming out
Hennings.
Next year. So. Yeah.
We got exactly what I thought we were going to get, especially from Visceral's game where it showed that one shot at the guy. I'm like, I assumed we would get something very small like that. So that didn't
at least confirmation that there was a Battlefront campaign coming next year or something like that.
Definitely.
So, but yeah, I think that'll do it for the surprises.
Absolutely. Any surprises that you guys? Or it stuck out to you that you were not expecting at all, please let us know. I'd love to hear it.
Game of the show.
Okay.
I'm going to start. Well,
we're doing our top three games of the show. Now, this isn't all of these get game of the show. It's like our top three ones that we're most pumped about and the ones that stood out to us most. Number one is the game of the show for us, but the other two are like, these two were in the running for it.
Okay.
So.
Do you want to go first?
Yes. I'm kind of all over the place. This is kind of just off the top of my head.
Okay. I have an entire list that I've been just staring at for like.
Okay. Yeah, it's hard for me to choose. Now I'll say two of the ones that are on the list. I can't think of the third one yet. Obviously, Horizon's on there, and Legend of Zelda: Breath of the Wild is on there. The third one will probably be. I want to say either Days Gone or God of War, probably. There's got to be something I'm forgetting. What am I forgetting? Oh, I know what it is. Lego Worlds.
Lego Worlds?
Dude, okay. Holy crap. I'll start with Lego Worlds. Now, I've only seen one gameplay of it from E3.
Oh, are you for real?
No, don't get me wrong. I know it's been on Steam Early Access, so I can go back and watch some of that too, but I didn't even realize it existed until E3.
I don't even know what this is.
Okay. Stick with me, Jacob. I'm going to do my best to explain it. So. Okay. I got to dial it back a bit. When I first started playing Minecraft back in the day, I'm like, wow, this is great. And when anyone would ask me about Minecraft, like, what's Minecraft? They'd be like, oh, it's like virtual Legos. It's like you just like collect all these materials. You can build anything you want and you can like survive and like the monsters come out at night, blah, blah, blah. That's how I described it. It's like virtual Legos. Well, Lego Worlds, I know there's a million Lego games, but this is, imagine Minecraft, but Lego version of Minecraft. So you start in these generated worlds, randomly generated worlds like Minecraft, and you have unlimited supplies at your disposal. Like, I mean, any brick you can ever imagine. You know, you have a bucket of Legos, you want to build something. Imagine that, but infinite. You can build anything in this world. Also, think of tools that let you easily craft everything around you, like mountains and water. And like, he built a volcano in like 5 seconds. He's like, use this tool to build up a big mountain. It's like amazing because, like, I can't imagine how much power this engine needs to like run this game. Because he said there's literally millions of Lego bricks going at once to build certain things. Like he's like, we'll build a mountain, and like Lego bricks are like flying out of his hands, like at super speed, building this mountain. He's like, now we'll dig a hole, and he uses his other tool and like digs a big hole in the mountain, and like puts lava in it. He's like, now if you jump in there, that lava will burn you and kill you and stuff. So imagine, like, I can't even like wrap my mind about everything you can use. Like, he was spawning a million animals, and the animals just start fighting each other. You can ride a dragon in the game. You can ride a gorilla, and then, like, all the animals will fight, and you can create civilizations and cities and everything. And obviously, you can play with friends. It's kind of hard to explain, but I was, like, so intrigued by it. I was like, this looks so fun to me, because Legos are awesome. Like, I don't have time to play with Legos today. Like we were saying in our Lego Star Wars playthroughs, like, I'd like to build a Lego Millennium Falcon. That'd be cool. I don't have time for that anymore, but the Lego Worlds looks cool. And I sound like a bit of a hypocrite, because when I talk about Minecraft, I'm like, I recognize that Minecraft's awesome, and I do really enjoy that game, but I'm at a point in my life where if I'm playing a game, I need to accomplish something. So when Lego Worlds comes out, or if it does come to PS4, they've said they're dabbling in other hardware as well they want to bring it to eventually. Lord knows when that'll happen. But if this game ever does come out for PS4, Xbox One, blah, 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 I want to play it. I'll at least probably play it a little bit, but it's the same thing as Minecraft, where I'll probably play it for a while and be like, I'm not accomplishing anything. But that game just looks so cool to me, and I was so impressed by it. I realize that it's already existed for a while. I think at least a few months it's been available on Steam, if I'm not mistaken. But it looks awesome to me. I was like, that looks so cool. And it just like captured my imagination more than anything else. So
Interesting.
That's my number three for game of the show.
Right. Your number one was what?
I haven't picked that yet.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think I'm just.
Let's start to rotate.
Okay, that's fine.
If you guys oh, really?
Like 3-3-3, 2-2-2, 1-1-1, or just one do one at a
just
time?
Just do one at a time.
Okay, so I've been bouncing back and forth between these two, but I think I finally come to a decision.
Okay.
And some people may think I'm an idiot. Some people may be like, oh, I totally agree. That makes sense. But I think that my number two is Horizon.
Okay.
And that game looks absolutely freaking phenomenal.
Yeah, like, it does.
Everything about it, like, you know, like the exploration, the open world, the graphics, the gameplay, like the crafting, the dialogue options, the story, all seems fantastic. That is easily my PlayStation most anticipated game for PlayStation, even though it doesn't come out the next year. For PlayStation, it's my most anticipated game, and there's nothing about that that I think is wrong with it. Mm-hmm. But my number one is Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. Reason being is because, one, I've seen so much gameplay for it already. Now, granted, it is in that one condensed area of the map, but I've seen so much that I'm like, this looks so awesome. Mm-hmm. And I'm not just saying that as like, oh, I love RPGs. This looks sick. Watch Legend of Zelda. The only Legend of Zelda games I've ever finished, you guys know this, are Wind Waker and Ocarina of Time. And I literally just beat Ocarina of Time like a couple of months ago. Mm-hmm. Started Majora's Mask. I feel like I owe it to myself to finish that. I should be playing that instead of Persona, if I'm being honest, for my handheld stuff right now. But I've played enough Zelda to realize I've always known this. I don't know what my problem is. I've always been fascinated and in love with the world of Zelda, and like, just, I can't describe it, just like the charm of it, and like, it's just like, I don't even know how to describe it, like the music. The whole world of Zelda has always fascinated me. Even since I was a kid, I was like, this is amazing. But for some idiotic reason, I've always just kind of like half-assed playing through Zelda games. Not that I didn't enjoy them. I have no excuse for it. I just never finished them for some reason. It took me Ocarina of Time. It took me like 10 years to beat that game, literally, on three different platforms. I think I played it a bit on GameCube. I think I may have played like 5 seconds of it on N64 at one point, but it was mostly GameCube, and then I finished it on 3DS or 2DS. Mm-hmm. So it took me forever, but finishing Ocarina of Time and Wind Waker just makes me realize like these games are so amazing and so awesome. And to see Legend of Zelda take this route where it's like this massive open world, and like there's crafting and cooking and different armor and clothing that's affected by like the weather you're in or whatever you're doing, and I mean there's like a million things to talk about, the climbing, the enemies, like it's and just like the music and like the sound effects of the game, like the sound design of it, and everything just sounds like Zelda, and it's so cool. And watching like a crap ton of gameplay for it, I'm like, this just looks so good and so fun and so enjoyable that I was enthralled by it. Everything I watched, every time a video came out for it, I watched the entire thing. I thought it was so good. Which is unlike me, because I never thought I'd say, like, oh, this Zelda game is beating out everything else I've seen. Now, when I say it's my game of the show, I'm not saying, like, it looks better than everything else, because everything else does not look this good.
Yeah.
Horizon easily looks fantastic and phenomenal. But I think you mentioned before we even started this podcast, it's like, the combat is obviously way more in-depth and intense than Zelda, but I don't know what it is about this Zelda game. Just everything about it is, like, completely enthralled me. I'm, like, so pumped about it. But, yeah, that's my game of the show. I will say my only nitpick from the gameplay, which is, I know this sounds stupid, I like the fact there's a stamina bar, but I don't like where they've placed it on the screen, because you see that little circle next to his head so often, because it takes stamina to climb, it takes stamina to do other little things, so the fact that it's always next to your head, like every 5 seconds, kind of annoys me. I wish they'd take that stamina bar and like put it somewhere else on the screen. That's the only thing that kind of bothers me, but I like the fact that there is a stamina bar. It's like, oh, I want to climb this cliff, but I might have to find a different route, because if I climb it right now, I'm going to fall because I'll run out of stamina.
Yeah.
So, it looks cool.
Yeah.
My only other questions are, what's the story? I know we've heard interviews are like, you can run right to the final boss if you want and beat him and the game will end or something, but I'm interested. And they also said, like, you could play through the game and not fully understand the story because you skipped out on certain things. So it's really about discovering the world around you and really putting in the effort to, like, find out what's happening and everything, which is cool. I think you mentioned, several other interviewers mentioned, it's almost, in a way, a throwback to the original Zelda, where they're just like, they throw you in there. It's like, go for it. Just figure it out. But The whole package was just awesome to me. I'm so super pumped about it. Definitely when NX is finally announced and revealed, hopefully it's cool. I assume it will be. But let's say NX is a disaster. I doubt it will be, but at least it's coming to Wii U.
Yeah.
So I'll finally
buy
OU.
It's the same
OU.
Game. They said the only difference is just the visuals.
Right.
Just the core experience is going to be the same between NX and Wii U.
Mm-hmm. So. A lot of people have been complaining about the art style. No, there's two arguments to this. One could say, oh, they made it that art style so it could run this well. But at the same time, even if they like didn't need to do that art style for it to run well, I like the fact that it looks kind of shell-shade-ish and almost kind of looks like Wind Waker. Mm-hmm. Just like the colors and like the way it's kind
of...
They say
they're going for I forgot what type of anime, but just a particular type of anime style. Okay. With it.
Yeah. So. I'll stop at that because I know you guys, I'm sure, have plenty to add to that, but I think it looks just fantastic and I'm super pumped about it. So my games of the show are Lego Worlds, Horizon Zero Dawn, and Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting.
Yeah. What about you, Jacob?
You want me to go next?
Yeah, go
for
it.
Yeah, man.
Number three for me, South Park, The Fractured Butthole.
Wow.
That's what I was trying to think of. That's why I said Lego Worlds, but I still stand by Lego Worlds because I think it looks great, but Fractured Butthole, man, looks phenomenal.
That was probably one of the best. This is like Ubisoft had a lot of bad moments, but that was by far the best moment for me in that conference. I didn't play the first one. I'm really excited to play. I might even play the first one when it comes out, just to get the whole experience as they came out chronologically. It looks hilarious. All the jokes with the Marvel and DC links. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I think the gameplay looks good. They made improvements with the movement. Mm-hmm. It's still turn-based, I assume, like the first one is, but they added a little more to it, and I'm sure the story's going to be great, just like the first one has said to be, because, again, I didn't play the first one.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's my number three. Number two, Pokemon Sun and Moon.
Okay.
I watched the Nintendo Treehouse, the little segment that they did for Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
Really entertaining. They showed off the world. They showed off some new Pokemon. They showed off a lot of new gameplay mechanics that are going to be happening. There's this one Pokemon. There's like a 10% form, then there's a 100% form.
Okay.
I don't know how it goes about transforming into this, but it's really cool. It's like a mid-battle thing.
Interesting.
It's like a legendary, I think, but... Yeah, and like the battles now, it actually shows your trainer in the battle. Like, the camera like rotates.
Yeah.
It'll actually show you behind your Pokemon. It'll show the other, like your opponent behind the Pokemon too, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
Anything else for Pokemon? The Pokedex is like a actual Pokemon now, which is interesting. It like helps you out along your journey.
So it's not like a mechanical like piece of technology anymore. It's a Pokemon.
I forgot what the Pokemon
is. So it's just like a really intelligent Pokemon that just knows about
it's a Pokemon that can transform into things.
Interesting.
And it has the same color palette as the Pokedex. It's not Ditto.
Oh.
It's like Rodan or something.
Okay.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You took me off guard. I'm sorry for laughing when you said Pokemon Sun and Moon.
I mean, I didn't expect it to like before I saw that like Nintendo like interview with the developers, I didn't expect it for myself to be this excited about it, but I am. And I'm really excited to buy a 3DS just to play that game.
Yeah,
right.
I was afraid all our lists are going to be the same.
No.
Yeah, but that's mainly why I picked Pokemon.
That's awesome.
Nice.
But number one for me is Horizon Zero Dawn, of course.
Cool.
Excellent.
The gameplay demo was superb. All the different, I've said this before, all the different gameplay mechanics, the world, the different, she can ride a mount. There's quest lines, there's dialogue options. This game has everything that I love in RPGs.
Right.
And open world, adventures.
Totally.
And I'm so excited to play it.
Speaking of Horizon, there's one little quick thing I want to add. You know what I remember most from this whole week of E3?
What?
Your whole life you've pushed for answers. These questions, Aloy. What if the answers are worse than not knowing? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Every single video I clicked on for E3 was that freaking ad.
See, I would always have it on mute.
Now, it didn't change my excitement for the game, but I've heard those lines 100 times probably.
Yeah, that's hilarious.
Every single ad was that Horizon ad. So, yeah, that's what I remember most from Horizon probably.
Nice. Excellent choice.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. My number three, this number three spot was my hardest to get in.
Okay.
It was either between Spider-Man, God of War, or Dishonored.
Okay.
Wow.
I know. As much as I was excited for Spider-Man, if you want to truly know how excited I was, please check out our Sony conference video,
because
I truly had a moment for Spider-Man. Some would think that would be my number one, but for us not really seeing any, like, I mean, I know it was gameplay, but not any actual gameplay. And, we don't even know the freaking title of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's right for me to put it at my top spot. for hype level, that's probably my number one game I'm excited for. But for my game of the show, I think I'm going to have that at like 4, I think. So an honorable mention. Number 3 is Dishonored 2. Love Dishonored. Dishonored is one of my favorite stealth games of all time. Mm-hmm. I know we said during our Bethesda recap that the demo wasn't wasn't the best demo we've seen mm-hmm. for a game like this. It's kind of hard to just make a game like this exciting for, especially for how much footage they showed.
Right.
But, you know, for being a Dishonored fan, I totally could see how much fun I'm going to have in this game.
Definitely.
And, you know, I pre-ordered the collector's edition. I'm super excited to dive into this game. So that's definitely my number 3.
Awesome.
Number 2, mm-hmm. and this is where I'll dive into this a little bit, and I feel kind of bad saying this.
Oh, no.
But number 2 is Zelda.
Oh, okay.
Breath of the Wild.
Okay.
Number 1 is Horizon.
Okay.
Now, I know these two games are similar, and I know I'm going to be called a PlayStation fanboy for this and stuff, but I can justify this.
Okay.
I love Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
I love it to death. I'm a huge Zelda fan. I'm not as big a Zelda fan as I was back in the day mm-hmm. from when, I mean, I'll still say I love Twilight Princess. When that game initially came out, I was its biggest advocate, just praising how good the game is. I've played Ocarina of Time about a billion times. I've mm-hmm. played Majora's Mask quite a few times. I've played Wind Waker quite a few times. Mm-hmm. I've played Twilight Princess 5 or 6 times. I've played the original Zelda through a couple of times. Mm-hmm. The only Zelda I'm thinking of, I even played the DS ones, the Phantom Hourglass and mm-hmm. Spirit Tracks. The only Zelda game I never beat was the second one. And I just didn't really put enough time into it, and it was a little bit different. It's a fine game. It's a side scroller, though, so it's not really what I like. I've beaten Link to the Past. I've beaten A Link Between Worlds.
Oh yeah, did you play Smash Bros?
Yeah. Just a little bit. I'm trying to think of a Zelda game I didn't really play. I guess the co-op ones I didn't play, like Triforce Heroes or something. But for the most part, every Zelda game I've played and I've been completely invested in and I love. And Breath of the Wild looks absolutely fantastic. It is a modern Zelda game that I want so bad. It looks great. The exploration looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Like you were saying, the whole traversal system with climbing everything you see. The weapon system with weapon degrading and stuff, like having to switch up your combat style and stuff, the wearing different types of clothing for what, you know, climate you're in, the being able to go to the final boss without doing anything else. Just, I'm sure that just the act of like trying to find the best gear and stuff is going to just keep me completely occupied for a long, long time. And I cannot wait to play that game.
One thing I want to add before I forget, did you notice in some gameplay where, I think it's cool, like if you smack an enemy hard enough, he'll like drop his weapons, which is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And you can like pick him up so he can pick him up. That's one cool thing. There was one where he I don't know if something lost a head or mm-hmm. if he dropped something, but like he was fighting two enemies. He hit one and he dropped something. Well, the other enemy picked up something he had dropped and threw it at you, which is cool. So
you can throw your stuff too. Like I saw one gameplay snippet where he were fighting and it said your sword was about to break and he just chucked it at a guy.
Yeah.
So stuff like that is really cool. I'm very interested in the story. Like, why did you wake up mm-hmm. in that tomb? Like, what is the Sheikah stuff? Like, I know that they're like an old tribe, like as old as the Goron tribe and stuff, and they like have this magic technology kind of deal. So I'm definitely interested to see about that. I'm interested to see about Calamity Ganon. Like, what is he doing? Like, why is he a poofball like floating around mm-hmm. Hyrule Castle or
is
something?
Is he in every Zelda game?
Ganon? For the most part. I'm sure there's a few where he's not in it. I'm trying to think. Majora's Mask. He is not in Majora's Mask.
He is a mask.
No. He is not.
They also brought a bit of an element of stealth to it as well.
Yes, there's actually a crouch button, mm-hmm. which is really cool.
You can mark your enemies?
Yeah, exactly. I had a big issue with like the first gameplay they showed where you like jumped off a horse and like aimed. It looked really crappy for some reason to me. But I saw that gameplay mechanic, jumping off your horse and it going slow motion with your bow and arrow, and it looked really cool this time. So mm-hmm. I definitely am so excited. And my hype between this and Horizon Zero Dawn is almost non-existent, but I'm going to have to give the slight edge to Horizon Zero Dawn.
Mm-hmm. Zero Dawn.
I'm having a hard time talking tonight.
It's okay.
Just because of, I think, the overall gameplay as a whole looks better in Horizon
mm-hmm.
from the especially the combat. Mm-hmm. And that's not really the main thing in a Zelda game. And I appreciate it that, you know, I appreciate that in the Zelda game, where the combat we saw in the Zelda demo looked okay. It didn't look as good as I hoped it would have looked. Like, there's still, like, you can only lock onto one person and you're completely looking at him the entire time, which allows another person to get in, which, you know, I'm sure you'll have to not Z target and, like, deal with him and stuff. It looked fine. It looked like a Zelda game. Like, the combat is Zelda. That's mm-hmm. fine. Nobody plays the Zelda games for combat. Right. It's about, you know, the exploration and stuff and doing the puzzles and stuff. And that's fine. I'm so excited to play that game for that. But I have a feeling that, and from what I've seen, Horizon looks like just a more fun game, gameplay-wise, mm-hmm. due to combat and the traversal, like the mountain stuff that looked really cool, like, and the crafting, and I'm sure the side quests, there's going to be more side quests in terms of, like, communicating with people, going back, getting loot and stuff like that, which is, since I played Witcher, that's more of the type of game that I'm involved, that I like to play, mm-hmm. you know, more. I don't know mm-hmm. if I'm making a lot of sense.
No, I get what you're saying completely. Okay. That's why I had such a hard time choosing.
Yeah, and it's definitely, it's a hard time to choose between the two, because I love Zelda so much, but I think I've just played more and more games than I've played as a kid. So, like, I've played The Witcher, I've played The Skyrim. I want more of an RPG experience like that, and I feel like I'm going to get that with Zero Dawn mm-hmm. as opposed to Zelda. That doesn't discredit Zelda, because it looks amazing, and, like, I'm glad that Zelda's getting, got IGN's Game of the Show. It's getting, you know, multiple sources, like, they're claiming that's their Game of the Show and stuff, and that's mm-hmm. fine. I'm glad that's happening and stuff. But just me personally, I feel like I don't know if I'm going to enjoy Horizon more, but just from what I've seen, it just looks like it's more up my street as of now.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But that was a hard decision. I felt kind of like bad not putting that above Zelda, because I know they're kind of similar games, you know, not completely similar, but just they're open world games with, you know, exploration and crafting, and you have a bow and arrow. That's pretty much the only thing that's the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my game of show. And God of War, it definitely was. Did I already say it was struggling for the third spot as well?
Yeah.
Okay, because that definitely impressed me too. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely excited for that, as you probably already heard. But sorry if my rambling. I went.
No, off. You totally made sense.
I have a feeling though my speaking today isn't as good as
no.
It's,
you're fine.
As it's been,
so. I totally understand what you're saying. Yeah, the only reason I picked Zelda over Horizon is, like you said, like The Witcher and The Skyrim's, blah, blah, like, I am totally in the same boat. Like, I love those games, and I'm mm-hmm. super pumped for Horizon, but the reason why I'm thinking I'm leaning more towards Zelda, like, I recognize the fact that, like, we even talk about, like, Horizon's combat obviously is on a different level than Zelda. Like mm-hmm. you said, Zelda isn't surrounded by, centered around combat. And there's something about Zelda, it's like, whether it's this present moment, maybe I'll feel differently when the game comes out, but in this present moment, it's like, I want to play that style of RPG, like yeah. that more laid back, that more charming mm-hmm. type, where yeah. if they both came out right now, I'd play them both, obviously, but yeah. in this present moment, I was like, Mal, I really want that type of experience, yeah. maybe because I've been playing The Witcher all week, that might mm-hmm. be why, but that's why I was like, I think right now, that's my game of the show, and Horizon, like, if there wasn't, like, a top three, like, if it's just, like, here's all of our game of shows, they all win. Like, mm-hmm. that isn't how life works. Like, you have to yeah. choose one or the other. But in this present moment, that's why I chose Zelda. So,
yeah.
But you guys want to talk about some honorable mentions? You already mentioned yes. a few of yours.
I know this isn't even a... I mean, this game's been out for a freaking long time, but I'm going to say Skyrim
okay.
is the remaster or whatever the heck it is. I am so excited to play that game.
It's a good mention.
I freaking loved that game when it came out. I haven't played it in a while. You know, I don't game on PC, so mm-hmm. this is going to be a completely different experience for me, having access to mods and stuff. And that's what I've wanted, that experience with Skyrim. So I'm definitely excited. Hopefully it runs well on PlayStation 4. Hopefully
yeah.
Bethesda doesn't screw up again.
Yeah. Hopefully the fog in certain areas yeah. won't slow it down.
Yeah, but I'm definitely excited for that. Watch Dogs 2,
mm-hmm.
I'm really excited for that. The stealth gameplay looked great. The parkour gameplay looked great. Titanfall 2, super excited to play the campaign.
You got a Titan with a freaking sword.
Yeah, looks great. Looks awesome. Super excited for that campaign. Definitely excited for multiplayer as well. Really enjoyed the first one. Ghost Recon Wildlands. I'm looking forward to playing that with you gentlemen.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be a lot of fun. It looks like Division, but without the annoying parts of Division, like the grind and stuff. Yeah. It just looks, you know, it looks funner. You know,
is it bad that every time I hear Division, I just like...
I just think of our journey at the end for that Platinum. It was just so infuriating.
I was
just
so hyped for that game, and it wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah,
it was just okay.
I mean, it's what I thought it was going to be. It was fine. Like, it was a fine game. Just the end grind, the end game of that was not fun in the slightest. Just going to the dark zone and just having to deal with all the assholes there that
and
just
since we,
ruin your day.
Since we stopped, they added incursions, but it just seems like it's endless waves of enemies. Just grindy. And it
sounds
doesn't
awful.
Seem
I didn't even make it to level 15 in that game.
Yeah.
We Happy Few.
Uh huh.
Oh,
that
yeah.
looked really interesting.
It does.
And I'm excited to whip out the old Xbox and give that a dab next month. So, just looked very.
Next month?
Yeah.
It comes
July.
Out next month?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Yeah. I think
I'm
it's like.
So
is it a full length game?
Early access, I think. But I think it's there.
Is it
know.
A full game or is it just like a little experience?
I think it's a full game.
Is it,
it's been out for a while on PC, I think.
Oh, has it?
Well, maybe. I think it's been early access.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, but I've seen this game before. I've seen people play it before.
I'm excited.
So, yeah.
That's something
definitely
to play.
Definitely
looks
cool.
Cool.
And South Park for me. I know that was one of your things, but I'm definitely excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
But yeah, those are all. And VR. Super pumped for VR this October. October 13th.
Yes.
When I get my headset in, hopefully the Batman experience will be out by then. Or hopefully that's like a launch title, because I definitely want to play that. I've heard great things about it. I'm definitely interested in that. Hopefully that first person shooter game, what's it called? When
Which
you're on
one?
Mars.
Gorilla?
Mm-hmm.
No, not the gorilla one. The that looks cool.
Farpoint.
Riggs. Yeah, Farpoint, Riggs, that looks cool. All those look cool.
Riggs
hopefully a PSVR has some really cool launch titles. Because I'm definitely excited for Resident Evil, but that comes out in January. So hopefully something will satisfy my taste at that time. But there's a whole bunch coming out. In
an
October.
Obscene amount coming out in October.
So throwing VR on
November.
Top of that, I'm just going to have no time for anything.
No.
So
I'm kind of scared. That's when I start school in September, and I have a full-time job on top of that, and all these games are coming out, and we have It's Obvious Gaming. I may die. So we'll see
it's
how it goes. I might have to
pace yourself.
I might have to just choose, like, you know what I'm probably going to do? I'm going to probably just get...
one game at a time.
Yeah, I'm going to get Mafia 3 and play that in VR for October and just ask, hopefully get the rest around Christmas
play
time.
It in VR?
No, not VR. Just like play VR in addition to Mafia 3 because obviously VR is coming.
Yeah.
So I will say another one of my big surprises that I meant to mention is like, remember back in, I think it was March or April of this year when the PSVR went on sale or for pre-orders. And I was like, Preston, I'm going to be at work and I'm in a dead zone. I can't order online. I'll give you my card information. You'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I got that day, it's like, okay, you text me, you're like, all right, I did it. And I got a text from Best Buy. It's like, for help with anything, just text this number. It didn't say I never got a confirmation email. I never got confirmation text or anything, so I didn't really know if we had gotten it or not, which I wasn't mad about. I was like, I don't really care that much, but I guess we'll find out when the day comes. So didn't know this entire time, and the whole time, like you even said, you're like, maybe you should call customer support. And I was too lazy. I was like, I'll call them eventually. I don't care that much. So the day comes, obviously they announced the release date, October 13th, the PSVR. And an hour later, I got a confirmation email from Best Buy. It's like, your PSVR launch bundle has now been rescheduled to this date. And I was like, oh, thank the Lord. I had like an order number and everything there. I was like, all right, cool. I do have it pre-ordered. So that's awesome.
Nice.
Here's another quick topic before I get this. Is pretty funny. Best band names of E3 2016. Here's some from me. Sea of Thieves would make a great band name. These are all like metalcore band names I could see.
Yeah.
Sea of Thieves is one. They would be a very generic Rise Records band. Yeah, We Happy Few. Days Gone would be a cool band name.
Yeah.
Farpoint, I think, would be a really cool band name.
Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. I think my top three band names would be Farpoint, Days Gone, and Sea of Thieves for E3 2016.
Nice.
But yeah. Honorable mentions for me. Obviously, South Park's a big one. It was probably meant to be my third game of the show, but I forgot somehow because there's so many games. But
what about God Gears of War? 4.
I wouldn't say that's an honorable mention. I wouldn't even say I'm excited. I'm just going to play that game. It looks great. Campaign looks great, but the multiplayer did not even slightly interest me when I played the beta. Nothing against Gears multiplayer. I've just played so much of it over the years that I could care less.
I would like to play through the campaign with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure we will. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Gears 4, I wouldn't say it's one of my honorable mentions. I'm definitely going to play it. It looks great, but honorable mentions would be South Park, Dishonored's a big one, God of War's a big one, Days Gone. Most of the Sony stuff is all there. Something they showed at Microsoft that stood out to me. I can't remember. I could pull up the list. What's on yours? It might spark some of my memories. Resident Evil 7. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Ghost Recon's a big one. Watch Dogs 2 for sure. I feel like we got so much Watch Dogs 2 before E3 that I kind of like forgot about it during E3. But Watch Dogs 2 does look great. Titanfall 2 looks awesome as well. So most of the same ones you said are my honorable mentions. So yeah. What about you, Jacob?
Battlefield 1.
Okay. That's a big one too. I forgot about that.
I guess I'm like whatever about that. But yeah,
I'm excited for that more so than any other shooter. Yeah, it's a setting I haven't really played in that much. So.
I'll see how the campaign is.
I hope the campaign is great.
I heard that it's different people, like short story things. Yeah,
that would work for me. Yeah, it's better than anything they've ever done before.
Yeah, let's hope so.
So, what's another one? Watch Dogs 2, of course. The stealth gameplay looks awesome.
Yeah,
Titanfall 2. Mm-hmm. Excited for that. Infinite Warfare, I guess I'll play that like I do every year.
Yeah, I will.
I know this wasn't an E3, but I'm really excited to play No Man's Sky. That's not really an honorable mention.
That wasn't mentioned once
in
E3.
They didn't need to. That game's been teased to hell and back.
Right.
They just need to release it.
I'm not even excited about that. I'm just going to play it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to play it.
I'm still excited about it. Yeah. Also, Zelda. Breath of the Wild. I'm going to play Zelda.
Oh, yeah?
For the first time.
You're going to get an X for it? Or Wii U?
NX.
Guys, do you feel like legitimately stressed out when these games come out?
Yes.
Like, aren't games supposed to be fun? And it consumes me that I'm like, I have to play every single one of these and enjoy them to the fullest extent. Mm-hmm. And that stresses me out.
I wish companies could reserve weeks for a game to come out. No other games could come out that week. Just so we could at least have a week to play each game. I know that's not realistic at all.
No, and I know somebody would say, well, that's your problem. Yeah. And it is my problem, and I wish I didn't have the problem. I wish I could there are only a few games that I had interest in, but literally, this entire list of games, I want to play and, literally do every single possible thing I can in all of these games, and that stresses the crap out of me.
I'm, scared for the fall. Yeah. And normally, if I was just working, I'd be, oh, it's whatever.
I have a
school
list
on top
here
of that stresses
of
me
all
out.
The games coming out from August on. Mm-hmm. Okay, July. There's Return to Arkham. Were you going to play that?
I'm going to buy it just because I love those games.
Okay, We Happy Few comes out July 26th. The Xbox game preview and Steam Early Access. Mm-hmm. Pokemon Go comes out in July as well. Nothing that would really interest us. August, No Man's Sky, August 9th. Mm-hmm. Which is it's a game you'll never really beat. Yeah. So I'm not too concerned about that one. That'll be a game I'll just dabble in every now and then. Deus Ex Mankind Divided. This is a game that I want to completely dive into. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed the first one, Human Revolution. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed that. Had a lot of problems. Hopefully they're fixed. If you guys know, I haven't done a lot of research on Deus Ex. I don't know if I will because I kind of want to go in dark. But if you played Human Revolution, you know that anytime you did a stealth takedown, it took all of your batteries and you had to wait for all of them to refill. So if they fixed that gameplay feature, please let me know down below. Thank you. That was my biggest complaint.
Okay.
Attack on Titan Wings of Freedom comes out in August. I already have that game
in Japanese
but I was waiting for it to come in English because I got confused. Played a lot of it though. Really fun game. XCOM 2 comes out in September. Mm-hmm. You going to get that?
I totally am.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. Recore.
Oh yeah, Recore.
Don't really know if I'm gonna dabble in that or not.
I'll get that.
It looks cool to me. We'll just have to wait and see more.
Destiny comes out September 20th.
Oh yeah, Destiny. That was an honorable mention for me.
And Final Fantasy 15. So in September, XCOM 2, Recore, Destiny, Final Fantasy 15. Final Fantasy 15 is one I'm going to put a ton of time into. That comes out on the 30th of September, the very end of September. So within 1 week, almost, Mafia 3 is coming out of Final Fantasy 15. This is where it just gets crazy.
Yeah.
Mafia 3, October 7th. Gears of War, a week later. A week later. No, the same 2 days after Gears of War 4, PlayStation VR. Mm-hmm. the 21st Battlefield 1, The Last Guardian, October 25th, Titanfall 2, the 28th, Elder Scrolls 5, the 28th. Batman VR is that month as well. So we have Elder Scrolls, Titanfall, Last Guardian, Battlefield, and Mafia 3 coming out in the same month.
That's insane.
I don't know what to do.
I won't be able to do all of it. That's why I said I'm just going to mentally choose now so I don't have to stress about it. I'm just going to play Mafia and VR for like a month, and then as stuff has come out, I'll just get one at a time.
I'm not even going to be done with Final Fantasy.
I might just hold off on that.
Yeah, I don't think... I think
you're
Mafia
not going to play Final Fantasy when it comes out?
I'd rather play Mafia first.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm totally hopping in. I'm going to pick Final Fantasy over Mafia. VR comes out. I'll dabble in that a little bit.
Final
Last
Fantasy,
Guardian.
Another honorable mention.
I want to finish Final Fantasy before The Last Guardian comes out.
Yeah.
Then I'll play The Last Guardian. Hopefully I can play that. And then Titanfall 2 comes out.
Have to fit Battlefield in sometime.
Yeah. I don't know about that one. I don't know if I'm going to dabble in that or not. Titanfall 2 comes out the same day as Elder Scrolls 5. So, Lord, I don't know what I'm going
to
do about that.
I'm going to have to put off Skyrim.
I don't know. This is so stressful.
I can always play Skyrim later.
November 4th, Infinite Warfare, and Call of Duty 4.
Mm-hmm.
Dishonored 2, November 11th. Yeah. Watch Dogs 2, 4 days after Dishonored 2.
Mm-hmm.
South Park. Oh, these are wrong. Okay, that's all in November. Watch Dogs 2, Gran Turismo Sport, Dishonored 2, and Call of Duty. Then in December, we have the Stick of Truth. Not the Stick of Truth, Fracture Butthole. And, Steep.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And Kingdom Hearts HD 2.8. Yeah, whatever, right. Whatever. Which is also another honorable
December.
Mention for me.
Yeah.
So October just looks like I don't know what I'm going to do with my life.
I've already decided, and I'm not even going to think about it anymore, because every time I thought about it this week, I like literally got scared. I would just like cower in a corner for a second to think about it. So.
The scariest, I was fine up until Elder Scrolls comes out on the same day as Titanfall. That's where I got scared. Hopefully Titanfall's campaign, I can breeze through it, and then that'll just be my, okay, when I play online, I'm just going to play Titanfall 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just going to be playing Skyrim until, and Call of Duty comes out, dabble in that for a little bit, play some online. I'll be playing Skyrim until, like, Dishonored 2 comes out. So that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think Skyrim is going to be something I'll go back to, I'll keep going back to play. So
at least we'll have plenty of games to play.
I know, too many. Way too many.
There's too many.
I just hope I have enough time to finish Final Fantasy 15. I actually hope that game holds my interest to beat it. So
I hope so.
Yeah. Anyways.
Nice.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. Hey, last big topic. Our most anticipated game for the rest of 2016. That's coming out in 2016. You can have some honorable mentions in this too.
Dishonored 2.
Okay. Yeah, it's
everything else I was talking about is my honorable mentions, yeah. But I'm most excited for Dishonored.
Mine will either be Dishonored or Mafia. I think Mafia just looks really cool because mm-hmm. I mean, I know it's like an open world, just kill people type game, but I think it's cool how you have like various gang members in your mm-hmm. mafia or whatever, and you're just kind of like sending them out in different parts of the city.
Did you hear you can like piss one off and you yeah. have to go kill him and mm-hmm. stuff?
That cool. stuff sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in that. I'm in the mood. I think at that point I'm already in a mood for it. I think it just sounds fun to play like mm-hmm. a GTA like game where you just yeah. run around being a madman. Sounds fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, Dishonored 2 is a big one for me as mm-hmm. well. Shooter wise, my most anticipated shooter would be Titanfall 2.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all the shooters coming out, Battlefield 1 second, and Infinite Warfare 3rd. Infinite Warfare looks great. I know Modern Warfare 1, Call of Duty 4 will be that as well. I'm excited about
That's
that.
That's two games coming on the same day mm-hmm. that I want to play through again.
Mm-hmm. So, but. Most anticipated shooter would be Titanfall.
Mm-hmm.
Dishonored would be like my story-based game. I know it's like a stealth game and everything, but mm-hmm. Dishonored 2 is a big one, and Mafia 3 for sure. Everything else coming out looks awesome. I'm going to play all of it when I get to it, mm-hmm. but those are my big three probably.
Yeah.
Nice.
For me, it's probably Pokemon Sun and Moon, Final Fantasy 15, and... I guess... Battlefield 1.
Okay.
Those are my three.
Cool. What you looking at over there, Preston?
There's some games coming out next year.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, no. Resident Evil 4 is supposed to come out this fall, too.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, the remaster. I'm playing that for sure.
Dang. Yeah, that's a great game.
I know it doesn't come out till next year, but we didn't even talk about what we've seen from Persona 5. Did you watch that big gameplay they did?
I watched a little bit of it because I didn't want to spoil it.
Okay, it looks awesome.
I pre-ordered the collector's edition, so that was my thumbs up for it.
You're gonna get that cute school bag with it.
Yeah, and the little cute cat thing. Yeah.
No, it looks phenomenal. I just watched it. It was like an off-screen type game reveal. Mm-hmm. Like I watched someone like literally filming the screen. But it looks cool, especially because I've been playing 4 a lot this week, and watching that got me really excited. So.
I like how from what I heard, is you're playing as like delinquents.
Yeah.
And like one of the levels is you like trying to like convince your teacher to give you like, you're trying to win the teacher's heart give you a good grade.
That's
instead
funny.
Of like traveling into a TV, you use your like cell phone to get around and stuff. Yeah. So. Yeah, sounds really cool. I'm excited.
It does. I like how it's all a lot of red and black going
on,
too.
That game looks just the style.
It
just from
awesome.
Pushing the pause button is just incredible.
Yeah,
looks
the style
so cool.
Looks great.
Yeah, so cool.
Yeah. Can't really think of much more other than the fact that E3 was phenomenal this year.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Great. So many games, especially coming out this year. Mm-hmm. Hopefully next year we have just as many games coming out. Hopefully spaced out a little bit better.
Yeah, my goodness.
Horizon comes out in September, or February?
February.
February, yeah.
Okay.
That and with Persona.
And Persona, gosh, that's already too much. Mm-hmm. Two giant games on top of each other. That stresses me out. Right. So hardcore. Man.
Hopefully Mass Effect later that year.
Yeah, we'll see.
That was just delayed to, they say spring of 2017?
There's no way.
Or they just say 2017.
Yeah, I guess we'll probably know more this fall.
Mm-hmm. They said we'd see more this fall, so. Maybe they're like, now we'll show you everything in the release date in the fall. I don't know why they'd wait like a couple months, but we'll see.
Absolutely. Gentlemen, anything else to say?
We've been not much.
Nope.
Yeah, I loved it, though. My final thoughts were like, it was an excellent E3 2016. Yeah. I hope everyone else enjoyed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we definitely want to hear everyone's game of the show, your top three, your honorable mentions, your most anticipated games for the rest of 2016, your biggest surprises, blah, blah, blah. Anything we talked about, please let us know.
And if I'm sure we're missing cool things, too, that probably just like, that we saw so much cool stuff. Even if we didn't say a particular game you're excited about, definitely does not mean we're not excited about it as well. There's just so much stuff going on. But if you want to hear us go more in depth on each conference one by one, please check out our E3 2016 playlist. Join in a discussion and those comments as well. We're more than happy to respond to you guys. If you like the podcast, please subscribe to us on YouTube, iTunes, we're on Spotify now, and Google Play. That is officially confirmed, correct?
Yes, it is. I have the links in the description.
Absolutely. So you have no excuse to not listen to us.
Yeah.
Literally no excuse.
And please talk to us as well, because that's the whole point we do this. It's one thing to talk to each other. We love it. When you guys add to the conversation, this whole thing comes to life, so please do so.
Absolutely.
Join us in Overwatch this week.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to get that PlayStation group up and running, so please, we want to get as many people involved in that as possible.
Absolutely.
So if we have any details, we'll put it in the description, figure out a way for you to even
look right now. Check the description. It should be there.
Yeah, hopefully.
So,
but gentlemen, it's been an honor talking to you. I look very much forward to next year's E3.
Yes.
I hope it's just as good with the new Neo consoles or Xbox Scorpios coming out and stuff. Mm-hmm. And X might even be out by then.
Yeah.
So, hopefully we'll have played Zelda by next E3 and Horizon and can discuss which one's better. I'm sure that'll just be a good discussion in itself, playing both of them. But anyways, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much for joining us.
Amen.
And we'll see you guys next week.
Have a good one.